Welcome. Ready for another deep dive. Today we're tackling something called olecranon bursitis. Sounds a bit technical, maybe.
It can, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's actually quite common.
Right. And our mission here is really just to break down the information we've got from orthodeducation.com, make it super clear, you know, for anyone listening.
Whether you're maybe dealing with this or helping someone or, you know, just curious.
Exactly. Orthodeducation.com, great resource, free, high-quality info. But we absolutely have to say this is just for general education.
Definitely. It's not medical advice.
Nope. If you've got an injury or any health concerns, you really need to see a proper healthcare professional.
Okay. Okay. Absolutely. So shall we dive in? Olecranon bursitis.
Let's do it. So what is it, basically?
Okay. So picture the very tip of your elbow, that pointy bone. There's a small sac there filled with fluid. That's the olecranon bursa.
A fluid sac. Okay. Yeah. What's it normally for?
It's basically a cushion. That's its main job, according to the source. It cushions that bone point, the olecranon, and it also lets the skin just glide smoothly over the bone when you bend and straighten your arm. Normally, it's super thin, flat. You don't even feel it.
So bursitis just means that cushion gets, what, inflamed?
Exactly. The ascitis is inflammation. Mm-hmm. So when that bursa gets irritated, it can start making extra fluid, and that causes the swelling, the bursitis.
And what irritates it?
Well, the source lists a few things. A big one is falling right onto the elbow tip.
Ouch. Yeah, I can imagine that would do it.
Mm-hmm. Or, and this one's maybe less obvious, leaning on your elbows a lot for a long time.
Oh, right. Like at a desk all day, maybe.
Exactly. Yeah. Or leaning on a hard surface. Yeah. Also, getting hit directly on the elbow. And importantly, sometimes infection can cause it.
Infection? How?
Like if you get a cut or a scrape near the elbow, bacteria might get into the bursa. And, you know, sometimes it just happens without a really clear reason.
And what does it look like then? If it's swollen,
you'd notice swelling right on the back of the elbow tip. The source says it often feels kind of soft.
So,
yeah, almost like a little water balloon under the skin is how it's described. It might also look red, feel warm, and yeah, it can be pretty painful.
Okay, so you've got this kind of swollen, maybe painful red elbow point. How does a doctor know for sure it's olecranon bursitis? What does the info say?
Well, the good news, according to the source, is that diagnosis is usually pretty straightforward. It often doesn't need complex tests right away.
Oh, okay. So what do they do?
They'll start with a physical exam, just looking at it, feeling the area for that specific swelling, checking if it's red or warm, how tender it is.
And asking questions, I bet, about how it happened.
Oh, absolutely. Patient history is really important. OrthoEducation.com points that out. They'll ask, you know, did you fall recently? What activities have you been doing? Any recent cuts or scrapes there? Illnesses? That sort of thing.
Makes sense. Are there times when they do need more tests?
Yes, sometimes.
Yeah.
Two main reasons mentioned. If they think it might be infected.
Ah, the infection part again.
Right. They might use a needle to draw out some of the fluid from the bursa. And that fluid gets sent to a lab to check for bacteria. The other reason is maybe an x-ray.
To see the bursa.
Not usually the bursa itself. X-rays are more to check if there's maybe a broken bone, you know, rule out other problems that could cause similar symptoms. But often, the exam and the history are enough.
That's good to know that it's often simple to diagnose. So, okay, diagnosis done. What about treatment? Does orthodeducation.com say it's usually surgery?
Actually, no. And this is often a relief for people to hear. The source makes it clear that surgery is not usually needed. Most cases get better with non-surgical treatments.
Okay, that is good news. What kind of non-surgical things are we talking about?
The main things described by orthodeducation.com are pretty simple. Resting the elbow is key.
Just stop using it so much.
Pretty much. And definitely avoid the activities that seem to make it worse, especially leaning on it. Ice is another big one.
Right, standard for swelling.
Yep, helps reduce that swelling and inflammation. Simple but effective.
Anything else they might suggest, like gadgets or...
Yeah, the source mentions sometimes a special elbow pad can help, especially during activities, to protect it. Or maybe a wrap for some light compression and protection.
What about that fluid draining you mentioned for testing? Is that also a treatment?
It can be, yes.
Hmm.
If there's a lot of swelling causing discomfort, or definitely if they suspect infection, draining it with a needle is common.
And if it is infected?
Then antibiotics are essential. That's crucial. And of course, for the pain and swelling, over-the-counter stuff like ibuprofen can really help. We have been talking about olecranon bursitis based on information from the free and peer-reviewed patient education website, OrthoEducation, at www.orthoeducation.com.
Okay, so lots of non-surgical options seem to be the first step. When does surgery come into the picture then?
According to the source, surgery is usually kept for situations where the swelling just keeps coming back despite trying these other things.
It's like it gets better, then swells up again.
Exactly. Or if the bursitis just doesn't clear up with the non-surgical approach over time. And it's also sometimes necessary for really bad infections that aren't getting better with just antibiotics.
Okay. And what does the surgery actually do?
Basically, they remove the inflamed bursa sac.
Removing a whole part, even a small sac. Does orthoeducation.com mention if that causes problems later? Like, do you need that bursa?
Yeah, that's a common question, right? But here's something really interesting from the source material. Removing it generally does not cause major long-term issues with how the elbow works.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And get this. The body is often able to grow a new healthy bursa there over time.
Wow, seriously. It just replaces it. That's amazing. The body's pretty incredible sometimes.
Isn't it? Really resilient.
So, okay, given that, what's the overall outlook, the prognosis for this condition?
Generally, it's very, very good.
So most people get fully better.
Yes, that's the clear message from the source.
Yeah.
Most people recover completely, often just with those simpler steps, rest, ice, avoiding the irritation. And even for the folks who do end up needing surgery, the recovery is usually good too, allowing them to get back to their normal activities.
That's really reassuring. Does the source give any tips on how to maybe prevent getting this in the first place?
It does offer some practical advice. Basically, protect your elbows.
How?
Well, if you do sports where you might fall or hit your elbow,
yeah.
Think about padding, like for skaters, maybe cyclists, some contact sports.
Right, elbow pads. Makes sense.
And going back to one of the causes, try to be mindful about not leaning on your elbows for really long stretches, especially on hard surfaces.
Yeah.
Simple habit change, but it can help.
Yeah. You know, just understanding this whole thing that it's this irritated cushion, knowing the usual triggers, that the diagnosis is often just looking and feeling, and especially hearing the outcome is usually so positive. I feel like that alone could really take the edge off the worry if you suddenly find yourself with a swollen elbow.
I totally agree. That knowledge is power, right? Understanding what's likely going on and that it typically resolves well can make a big difference in how you feel about it.
And thinking about the body's ability to, like you said, potentially grow a new bursa, and how something simple like an elbow pad or just changing how you sit can prevent this whole thing. It kind of makes you think, doesn't it? About how surprisingly tough some parts of us are, but also how much simple prevention matters.
It really does highlight that balance between resilience and the need for care. Yeah.
We have just discussed olecranon bursitis based on information from the free, easy-to-understand patient education website, OrthoEducation, available at www.orthoeducation.com.
That's www.orthoeducation.com.
And please remember, this deep dive is for general educational purposes only. If you're dealing with an injury or have concerns about your health, be sure to consult a trained healthcare professional.